ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jesse DePlantis. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. You know, there's a question in the Bible that's astounded me because it's such a wonderful question, and I use it all the time in my life here, and it was spoken 2,000 years ago. And Saul of Tarsus said it when he got slapped off that donkey by Jesus Christ. And he went like this, Lord, it's about knocking off your donkey, you're going to call him Lord. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? I think it's one of the greatest questions ever. I do that all the time in every area of my life, spiritually, physically, and financially. Let's read the scripture. It's Acts chapter 9, verses 5 and 6. And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. You know, Jesus could have told him that right there. Why didn't Jesus do that? Because he always uses people. You know, God wants to use you. Are you asking the Lord today, oh, what do you want me to do? Think about that for a minute. You know, I mean, and the Bible says in St. John 16, 13, howbeit when the Spirit of truth has come, he would guide you in all truth, not some truth or a truth, but all truth. But Lord, what would thou have me to do? You listen to God. I'm telling you, you'll be at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. Here's another scripture, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. I love that. Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You know, sometimes people say, yeah, I don't do much for God. Yes, you do. Just being born again is a great thing. Just letting your light so shine without speaking a word is a wonderful thing. Now, it's good to speak words to misunderstand me, because the only Jesus, you've heard me say this before, the only Jesus some people will ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me. Now, you think about that for a minute, and it's just such a blessing of the Lord. See, so I do it every day. Lord, what would thou have me to do? When it comes time to my giving, I don't just go in there and look for my smallest bill or my biggest bill. I just say, I open up a wallet. Lord, what would thou have me to do? If I see somebody not feeling well, I say, Lord, what would you have me to do? He said, go lay hands on that person, and by my stripes they're healed, and tell them I'll do it if they'll believe it. And I do that. I don't care if I'm in public. It doesn't make any difference. See, before I was saved, I called BC, before Christ, I didn't care if I drank in public, cussed in public. I mean, you name it, I just did it. I could care less what anybody says. Why should I care now that I'm born again? I see somebody sick and they need prayer, I'm going to pray for them. I'll never forget, not too long ago, I went to a funeral and I was standing by the casket just to show my respects, you know. And this person came up behind me and said, how you doing, Brother Jesse? I said, I'm doing fine. They said, you know, I said, how you doing? Well, I'm not feeling too well. I said, well, let me pray for you. And she said, here? And I said, well, the guy in the casket is not going to hear us. You understand what I'm saying? Why not? I mean, well, you want to wait to feel better or you want to feel better now? She said, I want to feel better now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray. And people heard me, but that's all right. See, that's God's word, see? What will you have me to do? It's a very phenomenal, phenomenal question. And it's even come over into my marriage, and I've been married 55 years. And I look at Kathy and say, Kathy, what will thou have me to do? You know. Praise God. What a blessing of the Lord. It's a great question. And it should be asked all the time. Not just some of the time, in every which way every which way you do in life. Some people say, Lord, I don't know what church to go to. Well, God does. Or you guys say, Lord, which one do you want me to go to? And instead of don't go to a church because you like the choir. Watch this. Don't go to the church because you like the preacher. Go to a church by being directed by God Almighty. You know, sometimes, you remember when you used to have little kids? Or some of you have children, they go to school, they come back, they're mad at the teacher. I don't like that teacher. And you tell them, shut up, boy. Shut up, girl. You listen to that teacher. See, it don't make a difference whether the kid liked the teacher or not. The teacher will educate them, or the pastor will educate you in the spiritual things of God. And that's that same question. Lord, what will thou have me to do? And I said, Lord, I just love it. And then the Lord told me one time, and it's a verse of scripture, blew me away. He said, command ye me concerning my word. Oh, Jesus, that's kind of strong. He said, no, I'm not talking about snapping your fingers at God. You'll lose your snapper if you do that. I'm talking about command ye me concerning my word. So he's saying, Jesse, what do you want me to do? He's reversed the thing now. What do you want me to do? What do you want God to do? Oh, that's a blessing. Till next week, I love you. See you soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.